following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We are about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as we are just about 20 minutes from first pitch here in Lynchburg. We went into a rain delay after a quick storm blew through right around 6 o'clock, and it dumped all over the tarp here at Bank of the James Stadium. We've had a great series so far between Down East and Lynchburg. This being game number four, Lynchburg leading it 3-0, but it hasn't been without its fair share of drama. In game number one, Lynchburg shut out Down East 4-0 as they just kept them at bay the entire night. Kyle Scott, an outstanding pitching performance when he went 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. He'll be back on the bump Sunday night, or rather afternoon as well. Then the bullpen came in, slammed the door shut, and the Hillcats got everything that they so needed. It was 6-3 the final on Wednesday evening in a game that came down to the later innings. Lynchburg finally got over the hump in the seventh when they put 2 runs on the board to jump out in front, and then they would tack on an extra in the eighth for good measure. But last night, probably the most dramatic of them all, and maybe the most dramatic game we've had all season, Lynchburg at points down both 7-0 and 8-2, and then a 5-run eighth inning by the Cats would jolt them to a tie ball game with the Wood Ducks. The ninth inning would go quietly for both ball clubs, a 1-2-3 frame for each. And then in the 10th, Down East would only get 1 run across, and that was not enough as Lynchburg would load up the bases with nobody out and a game-winning walk-off single by Welby and Francisca as he delivered one, or pulled one, right down the third base line into left field. And the Hillcats would go on to win by a score of 10-9 in 10 innings. Tonight, though, it should be a fun one as we have Yogely Garcia and Brian Mendoza. And this might be the best opportunity for the Wood Ducks to steal a game. Mendoza, he's 4-4 with a 2.41 ERA. He's pitched almost 80 innings with the Wood Ducks in 2024 and has arguably been one of the best pitchers, not just in the organization for the Rangers, but in the whole Carolina League as well, as his numbers have impressed. Yogely Garcia, on the flip side, he has had a rough start to his Hillcat career. He's 0-1 with an 11.81 ERA. And in the month of August, it has not been pretty either. His ERA since the first day of the month, 14-14, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks, 11 earned runs, including 2 long balls, which hurt the Hillcats a little bit yesterday when they surrendered 2 in the fourth inning to Down East. So we'll see what Yogely Garcia can do tonight to try and slow down this Wood Ducks lineup, as the Hillcats looking to try and split the series, guarantee themselves a win in the series with a victory here this evening. It's time for us to take a look across the Carolina League and what's going on in our beloved single A level, as a lot of games going on tonight. A couple already started. In the bottom of the first, Columbia leads Myrtle Beach 1-0. Columbia trying to keep up with Charleston atop the Carolina League South. Charleston there also in the bottom of the first, but they are scoreless at Kannapolis as the Cannonballers try to pull off the win in what could be a preview of the South Division postseason. In the bottom of the first, Augusta and Fayetteville, they are scoreless as well. And good news for Hillcats fans, Salem up 2-0 over Fredericksburg in the top of the first inning. They have 2 aboard with 2 away, looking to add on more and hopefully extend that lead. Carolina, they lead Delmarva 1-0 in the top of the first inning, as that wraps up the look around the Carolina League. It's time to take a peek at the standings, though. As Fredericksburg, with their loss yesterday, they lost a little bit of ground to some of the teams. They now sit 28-17 in first place in the North Division in the second half. Carolina just behind them, 25-19, 2.5 back. Salem, they're 3 games back, 25-20. And there's a lot on the line for the Hillcats next week as they will go into Salem looking to try and cut some deficit in that race as well. Down east, they're now 4.5 back, 21-19. Lynchburg back above 500 in the second half, 22-21, 5 games out of first place with just over 20 games left to go. 18-27 sits Del Marva. They are 10 games out of first place. Charleston, they are pacing the South Division yet again, trying to win back-to-back-to-back-to-back championships in the Carolina League. They're 26-16. Columbia, 24-19, 2.5 back. Myrtle Beach, 5 games back at 500, 20-20. Fayetteville, Annapolis, and Augusta, all 7.5 back or more at this point in time, each looking for their 20th win of the second half. So that's your look around the Carolina League at this very moment. Right now, though, let's take a look at the lineups as those have been turned in. And a new leadoff hitter for Down East as Juan de Jesus is getting the night off. It'll be Jeremy Cabrera. He'll hit leadoff and be in center field tonight. Shedri Vargas mans the two-hole just like he has all series long. Shortstop has pieced together a couple of nice outings. Casey Cook, the second baseman, will bat third. Julian Brock, the catcher, will bat fourth. Ben Hartle, he remains at first base. He's had a nice series and a good game yesterday as well. He will be at first and bat fifth. Atonis Macias, the left fielder, bats sixth. And Wadey Mendez, he's bumped up from the 9-hole. Now in the 7-hole, he's the designated hitter after back-to-back multi-hit performances. Chandler Pollard, the third baseman, will bat eighth. And Marcos Torres rounds out the starting nine in right field. He's had some excellent defensive plays in this series so far. Once again, four down east. Cabrera, Vargas, Cook, Brock, Hartle, Macias, Mendez, Pollard, and Torres. For Lynchburg, they'll be led off by none other than Tommy Auk. He'll be in center field tonight, manning that ever-crucial role with Jason Churio getting the night off. Christian Knapchek, the shortstop, he had a big hit yesterday, getting the Hillcats started in the score column with a two-run RBI single. He'll be at short and bats second. Luis Morejo, he had a pinch hit appearance yesterday, bats third, and is in right field. We saw his arm 2 weeks ago when he was first in town against Fredericksburg, and he had a cannon from right. Logan Clark, the designated hitter, bats fourth, and Garrett Howe, in his second outing for the Hillcats, will be in the 5-hole at third base. Juan Benjamin back at first base, batting sixth. The left fielder, Barrett Reebok, his home run in the 8th inning got the inning started and began the comeback for the Hillcats. He bats 7th. Manuel Mejias and Fran Aldui rounding out the starting 9. Mejias, catcher, batting 8th, and Aldui, the second baseman, bats 9th. So one more time for the Hillcats. Hawk, Knapchek, Morejo, Clark, Howe, Benjamin, Reebok, Mejias, and Aldui, the 9 in order for Lynchburg. Our umpires tonight, Frank Jones behind the plate. He has no love lost for Hillcats manager Jordan Smith. He ejected him on Wednesday evening for arguing balls and strikes. And the strike zone, might I add, probably wasn't the best that we've seen this season. Michael Cross, he'll be in the field as no man first and second all throughout this afternoon. Well, that's how we set the table here this evening. We're minutes away from first pitch here at Bank of the James Stadium. When we come back, though, we will sit down with our pregame player interview. Cam Schulke, the Mississippi State product, will jump on the broadcast. He sat down with Connor Young before tonight's ball game as the submarine pitcher made his debut in Lynchburg just a few days ago. He caught up with our Connor Young, and you'll hear that in its entirety when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome back to Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Connor Young here with Lynchburg Hillcat reliever Cam Schulke. Cam, first thing that I'm sure a bunch of Hillcats fans noticed and Jason and I did in their booth when you came on the mound was the submarine delivery. Where did that come about for you?
Yes, my dad used to do it in high school a little bit. He would drop down sidearm, and my natural slot was sidearm.
Yeah.
So once I was like 10, 11, he was like, hey, why don't you try this? And I was like, all right, cool, and I've just kind of run with it ever since.
Yeah, another thing we picked up on is it seems like you were changing your arm slots there. Without giving up too much away about the thought process there, kind of what's your purpose behind it? Is it to move up to a three-quarter delivery when you're trying to ramp it up as far as the velocity goes? What's your thought process around it all?
Yeah, I mean, all the pitches are shaped different from the different arm slots, so it's if you're a hitter, right, and the first thing you're trying to pick up is, you know, you're on time because he's doing the same delivery over and over, you're trying to pick up the pitch. With me, you got to pick up the arm slot.
Right.
Then you got to pick up the pitch. And it's like, okay, if he throws a curveball from over top or a curveball from underneath, they move two completely different ways. So I think it's an advantage because a hitter has to almost prepare for three different pitchers in one.
Yeah. No, that's a good way of thinking about it. Last question. Was there anyone growing up that you watched, or especially when you made that change to start incorporating the submarine delivery, that came to mind for you for a guy that you emulated, look up to, try to copy? To me, Steve Cishek, the guy I remember for the Miami Marlins for a long time. Is there anyone like that for you growing up that you kept an eye on?
Yeah, I never really watched anybody subby. Just kind of trial and error with myself for that. But, like, my favorite player of all time was Joe Zamaya. He threw 104 miles an hour. I can never do that.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Well, it's a great story, and I'm excited to see you continue here with the Hillcats. Thank you for joining us on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show.
Thank you, Connor. That was Connor Young with Cam Schulke, the submarine reliever for Lynchburg out of Mississippi State, as he gave us an inside look as to what went into the decision to go submarine style in his baseball career. It's paid off for him. I like what he had to say about you have to prepare for three different pitchers whenever he's on the bump. Nevertheless, though, we're minutes away from first pitch here in Lynchburg. When we come back, we'll set the defense and give you tonight's national anthem on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The following is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. A lot has changed about the Lynchburg Hillcats over the last 30 years. Four different affiliates, two different color schemes and mascots, and five championship titles.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Dozens of major leaguers have come through the Hill City.
It's my pleasure to present the Ted Williams All-Star Game MVP Award to Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians.
But as the city of Lynchburg celebrates the 30th anniversary of Hillcats baseball, it's safe to say that the best is yet to come.
The Hillcat Hero!
Left field, that's going to drop.
Face it! Lynchburg does it again! The Cardiac Cats!
Way out of variant. Comes home! Tag! Yes!
Hashtag Purdy 30.
The third runner being waved around. He will score! Bases clearing double!
A two-out, two-run home run to break the tie in the eighth.
Leaping, diving grab by Jose Devers.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
It's Friday at Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill here with you, getting you all set for round four of this six-round boxing matchup between Down East and Lynchburg. As the Wood Ducks still looking for their first win of the series, Lynchburg trying to secure the series victory with a win here tonight. They lead it 3-0 halfway through this series. Should be a fun one tonight. As on the bump for Lynchburg, Yogli Garcia trying to bounce back after three rough starts. And for Down East, Brian Mendoza. Mendoza has been outstanding this season, arguably one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League. And over the month of July and into August, boy, he has been even better than he was at the start of the season. A sub-2 ERA over the last month and 2 weeks, as he has been nearly untouchable. So he'll get to start the lefty in the southpaw for Down East, as Lynchburg will trot out Garcia, who's looking to right the ship here tonight. The rain has pulled out of Lynchburg and headed up toward Amherst. So we are going to be all set for Lynchburg after we toss it down to Connor Young for tonight's Setting the Defense and the National Anthem.
And let's make some noise for your 2024 Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, Luis Marejo! In center, Tommy Ha! In left field, Barrett Reba! At first, Ron Benjamin! At second base, Ben Altuve! At short, Christian Nepcik! At third base, Garrett Howell! Doing the catching, Manuel Mejia! DHing for the Hillcats, Logan Clark. And on the mound, Yogli Garcia. Managing your Hillcats is number 39, Jordan Smith. Fans, at this time, we would ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
It's time for baseball in Lynchburg, Virginia, Hill City, as Yogley Garcia will toe the rubber for Lynchburg tonight. Garcia dons the jersey number 48. He's 0-1 with an 11.81 ERA. His last trip out, much like his first two, 3 2/3, 8 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them were earned, 3 strikeouts and 1 walk. He pounds the zone. He's only issued 3 walks since coming to Lynchburg, 11 strikeouts, but opponents are hitting 418 off of the young right-hander. 6'1", 170, 20 years old from Maracay, Venezuela. As Garcia will try and get the Hillcats off on the right foot here this evening against the Wood Ducks. If there's a team that he's going to be able to maybe have some confidence against, it is the Wood Ducks, as they swing and miss quite a lot. Down east brings in Jeremy Cabrera to lead things off in an unfamiliar position for him this week. That has been Jose De Jesus' role all series long. Eshedri Vargas will bat second and play short. Casey Cook getting third and at second. Julian Brock, the catcher, and hitting cleanup. Ben Hartle, the first baseman, bats fifth. The left fielder, Antonis Macias, bats sixth. And the designated hitter, Wadey Mendez, who's been outstanding back-to-back multi-hit performances as the DH, and bats seventh. Chandler Pollard hits eighth and plays third, and the number nine hole hitter Marcos Torres will be in right for the Wood Ducks. Well, it was an hour and 2 minute rain delay. We're set for action. The right-hander kicks and fires. A foul ball right back to the screen at 7:32. 80 degrees and cloudy skies up above. Garcia into his motion. And gets him to offer at a breaking ball downstairs, strike two. Garcia holds the glove near his nose and delivers again. This one sails on him at 93, one ball, two strikes. Garcia arrived in Lynchburg on July 22nd. It's a two-strike pitch. This is high and wide again, 2-2. His ERA in Arizona was 4.22. He started 9 games and came out of the bullpen for 3. The 2-2. Check swing, did he go? The home plate umpire says he did. And there's one away as Tyler Green rings him up. Good start for Garcia. Now he'll face the ever-dangerous Eshedri Vargas. Vargas batting 277, 12 home runs, 41 RBIs in a jam-packed season for Vargas. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. Vargas far and away the Wood Ducks' best hitter. As the 1-0 smack toward third, diving attempt by Howe into left field it goes underneath his glove as Vargas will get tonight's first hit. Kept it on the ground, though, which is a good sign for Garcia. A lot of the contact he's given up this season has been elevated contact. Casey Cook will dig in. Cook, the UNC product, struggling out of the gates. Throw over. And Vargas back with a dive. Cook batting 0-71 in very limited action thus far. This is his fifth appearance for the Woodies. He takes inside ball one. Cook, one of several Tar Heels, drafted this past year. Another throw over. This one almost pulled Benjamin far away. Former teammate of a few former Hillcats. Most notably, Angel Zarate, who was all over Lynchburg last year. Missed out wide 2-0. And Sean Rapp, who began the season in Lynchburg last season, also a former teammate of Casey Cook. The 2-0 fouled back into the netting. Two balls, one strike. Cook, typically an outfielder. At least that's what he was most of the time in college. But the Rangers seem content with trying him out at second base, where he played very limited action, most of it coming in his summer ball in the Cape. 2-1 on Cook. Vargas get a little antsy. He takes off. The pitch is grounded sharply toward third. Howe will look the runner at second and make the throw to first. Two down. Julian Brock here in the first inning, the catcher for the Wood Ducks. We'll dig in. Top of the first inning. Runner in scoring position is Vargas. As the first pitch is fouled back to the netting for strike one. Brock batting 234, four home runs, 29 RBIs. He's been their pretty regular catcher, along with Hartle behind the plate. This is the third start for Brock, though, this week. The 0-1. All the way to the backstop. That slipped out of the hands of Garcia. Down to third goes Vargas on the wild pitch. And now the go-ahead run 90 feet away with two down here in the first. Garcia checks third and delivers. Lined into right field. That's dropping hard. Morejo won't get there. And it's a 1-0 Wood Ducks lead here in the first inning. As Down East capitalizes on the wild pitch. Put the runner 90 feet closer. And they'll start out with the early lead. Ben Hartle, we just talked about, as the other catcher. He's at first tonight. And he's put on a show this week, adding 429, one home run, three RBIs. Hartle with a three-hit performance yesterday. It was also the go-ahead run in the 10th inning. Picked up his first home run of the season yesterday as well. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Brock takes his lead, and that runs in on the hands and hits the elbow of Hartle. And things beginning to slip away from Yogli Garcia here in the first inning. 1-0 Wood Ducks in front. Adonis Macias, the left fielder, will bat. Macias, in his debut the other night, got his average to 500 as he takes down an in for ball one. Macias, two doubles in that performance, 2 for 4, including a walk on his line. Garcia with a look. Two aboard, two away. The 1-0. Floats low. Two balls, no strikes. Garcia approaching 20 pitches. He fires it back to second to keep Brock honest. Well, I think that might be an unnecessary risk. Knapchick is playing behind the bag as much as legally allowed. The 2-0. That one finds the zone, 2-1. So after the leadoff strikeout by Cabrera, things have slowly slipped away from Garcia. Two singles and a hit batter and a ground out mixed in between. A 2-1 in tight. Three balls and a strike, and Macias in a good hitter's count. With two aboard. Not much speed on the bases. So a double may only plate one. The outfield can't be lackadaisical. The 3-1 pitch. He lines this into left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. The first runner being waved around. Cut off by Reebok in left. It's now a 2-0 advantage. As three hits in the inning. Now put the Wood Ducks in front. They don't seem too deterred by how things ended yesterday, the way they're playing tonight. But we've seen this story before, and by that I mean yesterday. Out comes Tony Arnold here in the first as Garcia up over 20 pitches. Still not out of the first inning. Typically, pitchers will get 35 pitches as an inning max, at least at this level, just to preserve their arm, make sure they're not overworking themselves, preventing injuries, all that kind of stuff. And so when a pitcher gets to 20 pitches in an inning, that's when you'll see the first mound visit made by Tony Arnold. And once he hits that 35 or gets to 33, and a new batter's coming to the plate, team typically goes to their bullpen. It's hard to see if there's somebody getting loose in the pen for Lynchburg. But you'd have to imagine that very soon, if this inning continues, they're going to have to get an arm up and working. Everyone breathes a sigh of relief, though, as they have more pitchers than they did the last homestand. Wady Mendez digs in. Back-to-back multi-hit performances for him. He swings through the first pitch, a breaking ball downstairs for strike one. Runners at the corners, two down. Macias holds it first, and it's tipped into the glove, strike two. Nice to see Garcia bounce back with a couple strikes. Mendez has his average up to 247, 13 RBIs. Garcia pauses the two-strike pitch. Got him to chase. A big strikeout ends the frame, but not before Downeast puts up two. We head to the bottom half of the first inning. Lynchburg trailing on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're
listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg will have to play from behind as they trail it 2-0 as we head to the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Tommy Hawk to lead things off against Brian Mendoza. Mendoza has been one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League. He's 4-4 with a 2.41 ERA. In 78 innings, he struck out 83 and walked only 19. Opponents are hitting 228 off of him. His last outing, 4 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and 5 Ks. The left-hander will toe the rubber. His second season in Down East. As Tommy Hawk gets a nice ovation from the crowd, batting 281. Fouls it away, strike one. He's batting 280. Hawk has had 3 straight games with an extra base hit. That misses up high, 1-1. Not yet to the number of what Luis Morejo has done recently, but still impressive nonetheless. The 1-1, a breaking ball, misses out wide. 2-0. 82 miles an hour on the slider. Mendoza gets Hawk to punch it foul left field. 2-2. Hawk, the Wake Forest product, in his typical leadoff role that he shares with Welby and Francisca, who's getting the night off tonight. The 2-2 from Mendoza. This is high, full count. Hawk in center field, as Churio also getting the night off tonight. The payoff pitch from Mendoza. Got him. Hawk flails at a fastball, and there's one away for Christian Napchik. Macias in left, Cabrera in center, Torres in right, Pollard at third, Vargas at short, Cook at second with Hartle at the bag at first, and Brock behind the plate calling the game. Christian Napchik, the two-hole hitter, batting 266. As the breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Already early on, I think the message is lay off the slider. Go for the fastball. Unless it's right there on the corner, 1-1. That slider's got a lot of tight movement to it. Works away from left-handed hitters. Fastball came inside, and Napchik got a piece of it. Boy, Mendoza has been just fantastic for what is already a really good Down East pitching rotation. Missing high, 2-2. The starting rotation, and actually the pitching staff as a whole for Down East, lead the Carolina League in ERA. They've been incredible. The 2-2. Got him to sky it. Third base side, a long run for Pollard, and he makes the grab in the cut of the grass for out number two. Luis Morejo, he has 10 extra base hits in 10 ball games. Now, he has played 11 games, but last night's doesn't count. He drew a walk in the extra innings after pinch hitting for Fran Aldui. So we're going to not count that one, but he's batting 412 as he drives this one, barrels it to center field, right at Cabrera, who puts him away for the final out. As we wrap up the first, Lynchburg trailing it 2-0 in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Down East up 2-0 as we head to the second inning here at Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill here with you on this Friday evening. Late start, an hour and 2 minute rain delay. As weather hit right before, the grounds crew was going to put everything together on the field. And we had to pull the tarp, and one wave hit. We cleaned up as much water as possible. And then a second wave hit. But great job by the grounds crew in the front office to get this field ready to go. There were puddles all over the warning track less than an hour ago. As Chandler Pollard squares one around and punts it foul for strike one. Pollard batting .247, three home runs, 21 RBIs. Still step out and call time. He had a home run yesterday, a two-hit night for him. A lot of hits last night for both ball clubs. The 0-1. He lofts this into left field. Not as deep. Reebok ranges into the gap, makes the grab, one away. Marcos Torres will get a cut with one away. Torres, pretty regular player for the Wood Ducks, but his average leaving much to be desired. He's batting .176, six home runs, 31 RBIs. An OPS of .590. First pitch sails high on Garcia, ball one. Garcia, we mentioned, opponents are hitting .418 off of him. And that's the danger when you pound the zone as much as Garcia does. 1-0. Bound back, 1-1. It's one thing to be a strike thrower, but it's another thing to leave it over the plate. Two completely different things. And you might be thinking, Jason, that sounds like the exact same thing. Well, hear me out. That misses wide, 2-1. A strike thrower is a guy who can paint the corners, work the edges, keep guys off balance, change eye levels. 2-1. Breaking ball, swung on a miss, 2-2. Occasionally be effectively wild. A guy who just throws him over the plate. Yes, he might pick up strikes, but he leaves it more middle cut. Missing low, full count. That's what Garcia has been doing to give up the hard contact. One thing, as I said, to be a strike thrower. It's another to just leave it over the plate. A walk to Torres will bring up the top of the order. Yeremy Cabrera. Cabrera struck out his first time to the plate to open up the ball game. A good example of a strike thrower is Matt Wilkinson, who we saw earlier this season in Lynchburg. The tugboat, great command guy, just a command artist. First pitch, fouled away, strike one. He threw a lot of strikes but it was with such pinpoint command that opposing teams couldn't touch him. Down East being the lone exception. Last time the Hillcats were in Kinston, they got to him just a little bit. The 0-1 from the right-hander. Into the netting. Strike two. And if we want to talk about guys who just throw it over the heart of the plate, you can look at Sammy Vasquez from last year. He could throw hard, about as hard as anybody. If he threw a strike, it was right down the pipe. A two-strike delivery from Garcia. Behind the plate yet again. And that'll find the skybox to my left. Boy, Tugboat, speaking of him, he has not missed a beat since being called up to Lake County. CRA has jumped a little bit, but he still looks just as sharp. A two-strike pitch from Garcia. In the dirt, one ball, two strikes. Cabrera laid off. Talked to Tony Arnold after Tugboat was called up. And I asked him flat out, does he have the makeup of a guy that can make it? And T.A., without hesitation, said, oh, yeah. And he's a guy that's seen about everything you can on a baseball diamond. He's been in the game for 40 years, 40-plus years. So he knows pitching. Runner holds at first, and a breaking ball didn't get the call on the outside edge. 2-2. And that's the kind of expertise that has benefited this Cleveland pitching factory for so long. Keeping guys like Tony Arnold around who understand the game and can command a pitching meeting. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is out wide. The throw down by Mejias in time, but the tag just a bit behind the slide of Torres as he'll swipe second. It's a full count on Cabrera. And not only that, the wisdom that he can impart on the young pitchers here in Lynchburg and elsewhere across the organization. Can't put a price tag on it. That ran inside, plunked Cabrera's second hit batter for Garcia. We're only in the second inning. His pitch count about to hit 40 with his next delivery. And Shendri Vargas gets another cut. Right-hander fires it down and away, ball one. I know a lot of Guardians fans are concerned that the pitching factory may be gone. I don't think you have anything to worry about. You got some time with the guys who are up in Cleveland right now to buy you a few years. Vargas swings through a snap throw to first, and it gets away from Benjamin, but not very far. 1-1. Pitching factory is not going anywhere. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Especially after the draft of high school talent that Cleveland had a few weeks ago, where they loaded up on high school arms. Boy, is that big. The 1-2. Into center field, right center actually, Marejo. They'll make the grabs, and there's two down. Casey Cook will dig in. We can look ahead to next year's rotation in Lynchburg. That's going to be a fun one. They drafted so many high school arms. I believe the total was 4. Took one in the second. Took one in the third. They selected 8 pitchers through rounds 3 through 10. Ground ball up the middle. Off the forearm of Napchik. They're going to wave the runner around. Napchik comes home with it. It's offline. And the Wood Ducks will score again. 3-0. As that one rolled up Napchik's arm, I think it took an awkward spin off of Garcia's glove. I can't tell for certain if it hit his glove as it went past, but the way the Napchik had to play that makes me think that it took an awkward hop. So in the score comes Torres, Cabrera down to second, and Cook at first. Righty on righty matchup as Brock flails at one for strike one. And I think it did, in fact, hit Garcia's glove, making a routine play for Napchik a bit more difficult. They have called it an error, so it's an unearned run. That's calling a strike, going two. Garcia trying to get out of this frame without any more damage. Here's the pitch. Check swing, they appeal. He did not go around, says Michael Cross. Cross will be back behind the plate for tomorrow night's contest. 6:30 first pitch here in Lynchburg. Top two, 3-0 advantage for the Wood Ducks. A 1-2 delivery off the end of the bat. And Brock stays alive. Weather looking significantly better for tomorrow than it did tonight. Though Sunday, another chance of rain. The 1-2 from Garcia. Pull the string. Brock went fishing. The inning is over, but not before another run touches home for the Wood Ducks as they now lead it 3-0. We head to the bottom of the second on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, 4 rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Bottom two, Ben Hartle. Excuse me, forgot to flip over my scorebook. Logan Clark, Garrett Howe, Juan Benjamin, the 3-2 up. Mendoza delivers one inside for ball one to Clark. Clark batting .222, a home run, five RBIs. He began his professional, or Hillcat career rather, with a bang. Off the end of the bat toward left field, dropping hard in front of left fielder. A diving, spinning play. Oh, and he's hurt. Macias in a lot of pain as Clark into second with a double. And Macias, only in his second game with the Wood Ducks, took an awkward tumble. He got caught in between diving and staying on his feet and instead did a full barrel roll. And the ball popped out of his glove. Boy, that looked dangerous. He's back on his feet now, which is a good sign. But that was a terrifying flip. And he landed squarely on that left shoulder, dug it straight into the dirt. The shortstop, Vargas, had to back it up. And just an all-around awkward tumble. He is lifting up that left arm, which is a good sign. Just because it rained and the ground is soft out there does not mean that it is comfortable to go shoulder first into. It's good to see him back on his feet, though. They do have a lot of outfielders listed on the roster if they need to dig for someone. But Macias gets the all clear to stay in the ballgame. Boy, that was a scary moment. Garrett Howe will step in with the runner in scoring position. That'll be a double for Logan Clark. And I couldn't tell, watching it back, if it hit the ground or if Macias had it in his glove and it jarred loose on contact. But nevertheless, it goes as a double. That was a long run for him, too. He gave it a full effort. Garrett Howe steps in, outfield shading him toward left as he takes downstairs, ball one. There's a big gap in right center if he can plug it and down the right field line. Probably more so down that right field line than anything else in Howe with a lot of speed. He pulled off a double steal in extra innings last night. As he swings through that one and one. How often when a team is trailing by one in the bottom of the 10th inning, do you see a double steal get pulled off? That's how aggressive the Hillcats are on the bases. An unheard of thing. Downstairs, two and one. And you could tell it caught everybody off guard, not just myself. Down east, the catcher, he looked and couldn't believe his eyes. He couldn't make a throw. He couldn't even get out of his crouch. And that put the winning run in scoring position. Check swing down and away. Three balls and a strike to Garrett Howe. Howe, in two games, has three stolen bases. He's been running like his hair is on fire. Clark takes a short lead off second. The 3-1. Finds the inside part of the zone. Full count. Jordan Smith and the Hillcats love to run. It's part of their MO. Now just another piece of that puzzle. The payoff pitch. Into the netting. We'll try it again. Lynchburg down 3-0, bottom of the second inning here in Lynchburg. Good crowd stuck through the rain delay. All bundled up underneath the overhang. The 3-2 offering. Big slider misses upstairs. Mendoza looks at the dugout and grimaces just a little bit. May have been just a smidge high. Juan Benjamin. Well, bat from the right-hand side. Mendoza, he doesn't walk many. That's only his 20th on the season. Benjamin swinging away at the first pitch. Keeping our eye on Macias in left field. Still flexing out that arm. He'll probably be doing that all night, the way he took a tumble. The 0-1 up high. One ball, one strike. Mendoza, the left-hander, checks, fires. Benjamin into deep center field. Cabrera will drift back. He'll stop in front of the track. That'll be enough for both guys to tag up. Howe going for second. He's in sliding. And an excellent productive out for Juan Benjamin puts two runners in scoring position. Very rarely do you see a guy tag up from first. That's just how fast Howe is. Boy, if you love aggressive base running, and I have always said, and I'll say it again, if you don't have the power, you got to do it on the base paths. Smart base running, aggressive base running, as Reebok takes a strike. It's been the recipe for success for the Guardians in two of the last three seasons. Heart and hustle all over the diamond. The 0-1 Reebok just stuck his bat out. Strike two. And Cleveland has overcome a lot of offensive deficiencies at times because of their aggressive base running. Two-strike delivery. Reebok fooled. Good pitch by Mendoza. As Manuel Mejias first pitch swung on and missed by Manuel Mejias. Mejias yesterday was lifted for a pinch runner in the 10th inning, but his double in the 8th inning proved vital as it continued the run, marching Lynchburg back into it. They could use another one here as they trail by three. And Mejias, another big swing and a miss. Two aboard, both in scoring position. Clark at third, Howe at second. Mejias down in the count, 0-2. Lynchburg down by three. That sailed high and wide. One ball, two strikes. The left-hander pauses and fires. And Mejias just got a piece of it, and the AB will continue. Mendoza trying to get out of this inning without allowing any runs to score after the leadoff double. The 1-2, he does it. Pumps his fist into his glove, then his chest. And he retires the side after two base runners get aboard to lead off the second. We head to the third. It's a 3-0 lead for the Wood Ducks on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
Summer is winding down and you only have two more weeks to catch the Hillcats in action as they return home August 13th through the 18th against the Down East Wood Ducks. Make sure to bring your Jeep on Friday night as we have our Duck a Dash Rubber Duck giveaway to duck your Jeep. Then on Saturday, bring your tent for a post-game fireworks show and overnight camp out. Special tickets are required to camp, so visit our website for more information and the camp out waiver. Then on Sunday, join us for brunch at the ballpark as we wrap up the series. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the top of the third inning. 3-0 our score. As Yogli Garcia remains out for his third inning of work. Down East has pieced together quite the start tonight. As they lead 3-0, but don't get it a bit confused. As Lynchburg made a late run and walked away victorious, even though they were down 7-0 at one point. Ben Hartle takes downstairs for ball one. Garcia kicks and fires, check swing. And they say he went around 1-1. Hartle was hit by a pitch in the first inning. 1-1. Missing low. Two balls, one strike. It came on a full count, so it wasn't that devastating. It ran in on his hands. The 2-1. He took a big hack at that one. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handed Garcia misses wide. Full count. Garcia at 55 pitches. Only threw two plus. Hillcats will have to go to their bullpen at some point in time, sooner rather than later, as that missed upstairs. Ball four. And Hartle works a walk. His on-base percentage continues to climb. Atonis Macias singled in his first plate appearance. Took a tumble in left field, but remained in the ballgame. First pitch missed inside, ball one. You know, everyone talks about head injuries and elbow injuries in the sport of baseball, but shoulder injuries, they happen quite a lot. Guys collide, they run into the wall, they dive, something pops out of place. That's 1-1. Macias just dug his shoulder straight into the grass. Probably left an indent. Glad to see he's okay, though. An off-balance swing for strike two. Nobody out. Top of the third inning. 3-0 lead for the Wood Ducks. As the two-strike delivery from Garcia. Breaking ball got him looking. Beautiful slider came in the back door and hung out in the living room. Retires the first out of the third. Wadey Mendez, an 0-for-1 night so far, struck out to end the first inning. Now he's had an opportunity to really blow things open in that frame before Mendez's strikeout. They still had two aboard and were threatening. One of them was at third. First pitch sails in tight. Ball one. Hartle takes his lead. They throw over. Garcia pauses, fires in the zone, 1-1. You know, in the past, we've heard from Jordan Smith that he lets the catchers call the game themselves, but tonight it looks like he's signaling in from the dugout. One-one. Ground ball right back to Garcia, and he fires it to second for one. Back to first, a twin killer. That's how to get out of an inning. 1-6-3 double play, and we head to the bottom half of the third inning as Lynchburg still trails at 3-0 in the Lynchburg Hillcats radio network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Fran Alduie, Tommy Hawk, Christian Napchik to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Alduie, he contributed in that eighth inning yesterday. He was hit by a pitch and will work his way around to score. He also, the other night, had what was credited as a straight steal of home. As that missed in tight for ball one. Because it was an obstruction call on the catcher, they credited Alduie with the straight steal. The 1-0 all the way to the backstop. 2-0 from Mendoza. That's twice that Lynchburg has stolen home this year. Tommy Hawk did it, and Fran Alduie. The 2-0 delivery, missing wide. 3 balls, no strikes. Alduie taking all the way as he watches a strike. Alduie batting 185. No home runs, 8 RBIs. 3-1 on its way. Called a strike on the edge. Full count. Great crowd on hand. Despite the weather, 1,507 at the ballpark tonight. Breaking ball, that one just missed. And a second walk issued by Mendoza. When he walks, guys, they do come in bunches. Only one time has he issued one walk, or excuse me, twice, one walk in a ball game. All the other walks have been two plus per game. So another night of multiple walks for the left-hander as Tommy Hawk takes in tight for ball one. Well, Dewey being very cautious with the left-hander on the mound. Not taking a very large lead. Down and away. Oh, Dewey, a late steal. The throw down. Offline into center field, but not far enough away. That's the second time this week that Aldewey has done a delayed steal. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but it's worked out both times as the catcher has not been able to get out of his crouch. That one more delayed than the first one the other night. The 2-0 caught the corner, 2-1 to Tommy Hawk. Well, in a game where it's going to be tough to manufacture offense, and you have a base runner aboard, you might as well be aggressive. The 2-1, he breaks off again. This one on the corner, the throw down. He slides, and he's tagged out for out number one. Aldewey smacks his palm into the dirt, frustrated with the call. Well, I guess that's why you're not that aggressive. So Aldewey retired, clearing the bases. I think everyone in the ballpark knew that he was running eventually. It's not a secret from most. Hawk swings through it. Caught a piece of it, though. But it's into the glove of Brock. Two down. Christian Knapchick. He's 0 for 1. Flew out to third in his first trip. Breaking ball misses in tight. Catches the corner inside for strike one. That one misses wide. One ball, one strike. Knapchick got a Louisville. Grew up in Illinois. A Midwesterner at heart. Downstairs, two balls and a strike, but made his way down to Kentucky. Play for the Cardinals. Some ACC baseball. Fouled away, 2-2. The ACC and SEC. Baseball dominant. The 2-2. Flared into left field. Going to be a tough play for the third baseman. Running grab by Pollard. And the inning is over. So 1-2-3 third, even though the runner was thrown out trying to swipe third. We head to the fourth. 3-0 deficit for Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy.
All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
8:30 here on the East Coast as we have hit the top of the fourth inning. A delayed start after a rain delay. Hour and 2 minutes in length. Time to take a look across the Carolina League with Lynchburg trailing it 3-0 here at Bank of the James Stadium. Myrtle Beach up 2-1 over Columbia in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Pelicans playing 500 baseball in the second half. Fayetteville leads Augusta 4-1. That's not surprising to anybody who's watched Augusta play this second half as Chandler Pollard swings through it for strike one. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning. In the top of the sixth, Salem leading 3-0 over Fredericksburg. And everyone in Lynchburg keeping their eye on that matchup. That's in there for a strike going two. Really, you just need the two teams to trade blows and Lynchburg to keep winning if the Hillcats want to get back into it. They're only 5 games out now, so within striking distance again, but still some work left to do. Charleston and Kannapolis, they're knotted up in the bottom of the fifth inning in a preview, potentially, of the Carolina League South postseason. Topper over towards short. Napchick charges, gloves, flips. One down. And Carolina, the first half winner of the North Division, they lead Delmarva 3-0, bottom of the fifth inning. Here in Lynchburg, it is also 3-0. But down east in front, as Marcos Torres, who walked in his first plate appearance, takes out wide ball one. It would be nice to see Garcia be able to get through another inning. As that swung on and missed, 1-1. You will live if he only gives up 3 runs. But at times, the wheels have fallen off in his previous starts right around this point. So far, only 2 earned runs after the air the other inning. 1-1. Missing low, 2 balls, 1 strike. Hasn't necessarily been pretty for Garcia, but if you can get him through 4, it's a pretty good position. Roped, foul, right field. Torres barreled it up, but a bit in front. The 2-2. Down in the dirt, full count. And Torres on the verge of drawing another walk. Looks like there's an arm ready and waiting in the Hillcats bullpen. It's the right-hander, kicks and delivers. A foul ball. Can't make out who that is, but they do have somebody who appears to be loose. Garcia fires the payoff. Good breaking ball. Retires Torres for out number 2. Now will he get one more batter? He's at 73 pitches. Jeremy Cabrera at the dish. As I caught the outside corner for strike one. Jordan Smith no longer sending in signs to the battery. As the slider in there for strike two. Boy, Garcia's looking sharp in this inning. Cabrera hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance, but down 0-2 here. Where does Garcia go? Went fastball, and it's into deep center field. Hawk tracking it and securing it to end the inning. Four innings of work from Yogley Garcia. He does his job and keeps it a three-run ball game as we step aside, heading to the bottom of the fourth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Bottom four, Mendoza remains out of the mound, but he'll face the heart of the order. Lynchburg threatened a little bit. The past two innings, they got runners aboard. I guess that's the extent of it. Though they did have runners in scoring position each of the last two frames. It'll be Luis Marejo to lead things off. Lynchburg down 3-0. They only have one hit. That belongs to Logan Clark as the breaking ball catches the outside part of the zone for strike one. Down and in, one ball, one strike. Marejo is averaged down to 400. Oh, only 400. The 1-1 top bout. He barreled one up in his first plate appearance, but it was right at the center fielder, Cabrera. I got a chance to watch him in BP a little bit yesterday, and they had the StatCast data on the video board. He had an opposite field line drive at 99 miles an hour. That missed out wide. 2-2. 99 opposite field. And we saw he had 105, 106 earlier this week. He tops this one toward third, charging his Pollard, and it's under his glove, fair ball. And Marejo beats it out for an infield single. Lucky break for Marejo. Probably the softest hit ball as a Hillcat. And Logan Clark, who has the double, steps in. Marejo takes the lead. And the fastball strike. Open up the AB for Clark. Left-hander checks first, fires. In there again, strike two. The two-strike offering from Mendoza is into right field, but that'll hook foul and out of play. Clark from Bakersfield, California, drafted out of high school at Taft Union. A two-strike pitch. Up above again. He was drafted in 2022 in the 16th round. Middle name, Wellington. Logan Wellington Clark. Here's the 0-2. Missing below the knees. One ball, two strikes. That is a proper name, if I've ever heard one. Logan Wellington. Not to be confused with Beef Wellington. The 1-2 from Mendoza. Chopper towards short. Awkward play by Vargas to throw back to first, and they got him. Double play turned by the Wood Ducks as Marejo and Clark retired on the 6-4-3 double play. Garrett Howell. He walked in his first plate appearance, so any hope of a big inning starting to dwindle with two down. They got to get past Mendoza to the Hillcats to get to the bullpen. That's fouled away for strike one to Howell. Hillcats had a lot of success last night against the bullpen and the night before. It's been the starting pitching, which we knew was going to be a problem coming into this series. That has been their Achilles heel. The 0-1. Down and away, one ball, one strike. Down East has had a good pitching staff this whole year. The 1-1. Line drive, base hit by Howell. He took it opposite field and found the gap between third and short. Didn't try to do too much, and the second hit of the inning belongs to Howell. Looking back on Mendoza's previous outings, anywhere between 65 and 75. In terms of his pitch count, he's at 63 thus far. Juan Benjamin takes down and away ball one. So this may be Mendoza's final inning. Depending on how the rest of this frame goes, Benjamin into the gap. That's it. Going to split the outfielders. Around second, heading for third is Howell. The wet grass in left center slowed that ball down. As Benjamin puts runners at the corners with two away, and out comes the pitching coach. Talk with Ryan Mendoza. Thomas St. Clair, the pitching coach. He was in the St. Louis Cardinals organization as a pitcher from 2017 to 2019. And interesting enough, he's pretty familiar to this relative vicinity. He went to Lenoir Ryan University, which is the home of several, or not home, but a career starter for several former Carolina League broadcasters. Went on to be a pitching coach and recruiting coordinator at North Carolina Wesleyan College before joining the Rangers as a pitching coach in 2022. Barrett Reebok with an RBI opportunity takes up an in-ball one. 3-0 our score, Wood Ducks in front. Runners at the corners. Benjamin at first. Howe at third. See how aggressive the Hillcats are with the lefty on the bump. Benjamin breaks back toward the bag as he was fooled. 1-1. That's how you know the starter has a good pickoff move. When guys are a bit jumpy trying to get back to the back. Better safe than sorry, though, especially with two outs and a runner at third. I want to make the final out on the base pass. Benjamin did that yesterday. The 1-1 found back to the screen. 1-2 was a hanging breaking ball. Reebok knows it. Mendoza strike away from getting out of it again. The pitch. In the dirt, good block by Brock. He had to get dirty for it. 2-2. Fog setting over Bank of the James Stadium. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mendoza about to make his 70th pitch of the ball game. The 2-2. Called strike three. Caught the bottom corner. And that ends the frame. Lynchburg leaves runners at the corners with another opportunity wasted. We head to the fifth, 3-0 in favor of Down East on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
New pitcher out of the bullpen for the Hillcats. Sean Heppner. Right-hander from Richmond, Canada. He attended the University of British Columbia. And he will take over for Yoegly Garcia as he makes his Hillcat debut. For Garcia, he went four innings, three hits, three runs, two earned, two walks, five strikeouts. So not as bad as the first couple innings made it seem to be. He worked quietly in the third and the fourth, much needed considering where the Hillcats were at. Sean Heppner, the new pitcher. As Vargas fouls it back for strike one. Heppner gets him to offer again for strike two. Right-hander. Fouls it, has it fouled away. Oh and two. The two-strike offering. Just missed downstairs. Vargas tops it up the third baseline. Vargas singled in the first inning. That's all he's been able to do so far in his two plate appearances. A 1-2 from Heppner. Fouled away. Second year in a row that the Guardians have drafted somebody out of Canada. Heppner drafted in the 12th round this year. Two-strike pitch to Vargas. Breaking ball, topped foul. Matt Wilkinson being the Canadian from last year, north of the border. 1-2. This one into right field. Long run for Morejo. He's hustling toward the corner, but that will find the berm and bounce into the parking lot. It kept trailing farther and farther away. This is going to be interesting to see how the outfielders react to the amount of fog that is settling over the field. Now that the rain has cleared out, fog is the next issue. A 1-2, another breaking ball that Vargas just gets a piece of. He's making Hapner work. This will be pitch number 9. At some point, I'd argue, throw a fastball up and in, back him off. 1-2. There it was. 2-2. Not necessarily a fastball, though. I think he went slider again. Maybe a changeup. Now it's 2-2. The back Vargas off a little bit. Ground ball over toward third. Sharply hit under the glove of Howe and down the left field line. That's a long run for Reebok. And in with a stand-up double is Vargas. Two-hit night for him. That brings up Casey Cook. Cook drove home a run with an error committed by Christian Knapchick, though I think that's an unfair error on Knapchick. It bounced off the pitcher's glove ever so slightly, but still enough to change the spin on the baseball. You're lining up for one thing and get something else. Can be pretty difficult. Cook will watch it sail to the backstop. It's down to third goes Vargas. Infield now pulled in with Lynchburg trailing by 3. The right-hander has this driven to center field. Hawk ranging over. He'll make the grab, tagging and coming home. A good strong throw by Hawk, but it winds up a little bit short as Vargas touches home. And it's a 4-run lead for the Wood Ducks. Julian Brock, he grounds this one up the middle past Knapchick. As they're barreling up Hapner in his first home appearance. Wood Ducks piecing things together, though. Lynchburg made a late run yesterday. Not putting it past them again today as Ben Hartle. Still without a registered plate appearance. He's walked and been hit by a pitch. Foul back to the screen for strike 1. 4-0. Down east in front. Joining me in the booth tonight, not Connor Young, who typically is with me for these middle innings, but a special guest, courtesy of last night's Hunters for the Hungry raffle. That's in there for strike 2 to Hartle. And also courtesy of A.J. Mathis, a big supporter of the broadcast and a season ticket holder with the Hillcats. He won a Mallard Duck. The 0-2 called strike 3. Hartle goes down looking, as he couldn't even take his bat off his shoulders for the fastball. from Heppner. And with the Wood Ducks playing, it's kind of the perfect decoration. A decoy duck for the broadcast booth. As Otonis Macias. Though I may have messed it up. The duck's been staring at me the whole game. Maybe it needs to face the field. Maybe that's what's wrong with Lynchburg tonight. Throw over to first. Diving back is Brock. Last night, AJ took the duck out. And he sits right next to the visiting dugout and spends his evenings heckling. But he took the duck out late in the ball game. That's in there for strike one. And just put it up on the little countertop that's right next to his chair and had it stare at the Wood Ducks as Lynchburg mounted their comeback. And the 0-1 from Heppner. Downstairs, 1-1. Maybe too early to call it a rally duck, but it's certainly, well, not certainly, but potentially played a factor last night. It'll be here the rest of the week. Hopefully, down by the dugout. Missing downstairs to Macias. Two balls and a strike. Macias, a single and an RBI in the first inning. Scoring the second run of that frame. 4-0. Wood Ducks in front. The 2-1 from Heppner. Out wide, three balls, one strike. Brock has shown no inclination to run. He takes off this time, though. The pitch is downstairs for ball four. And he can ease his way into second. For Brock, that would have been his seventh stolen base of the season, but instead, he gets there because he's forced to. Wadey Mendez, 0-2. He grounded into a double play in his last plate appearance. It was an outstanding play by Yoakley Garcia. A hard smash back to the mound. He turned, threw it to second, and lost in the chaos of the double play. Christian Napchik did an outstanding job of keeping his toe on the bag to turn the double play as the breaking ball finds the zone to Mendez for strike one. When Garcia turned and fired, he threw it wide of second. And Napchik had to go into a pretty long extension and do a nice little toe drag across the bag. So that's in there, strike two. But it was much needed. Got the Hillcats out of the inning. Two strikes on Mendez. As the right-hander checks second. And has it fisted foul. By Mendez. Mendez. Back-to-back two-hit performances. Has been in the nine-hole the last two nights. Tonight, in the seventh spot. Top five here in Lynchburg. We approach the 9 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. The 0-2. Out of play. Wood Ducks wearing their, I don't even know what kind of green it is. Emerald green, maybe? But that's not even an emerald green. It's a little bit lighter than emerald. A two-strike delivery. Out wide. One ball, two strikes. Orange numerals with the white outlines. It's a different green than the green that the Hillcats have. It's not a forest green either. The 1-2. That one froze him. Good breaking ball wraps around the corner. And closes out the top of the fifth inning. But not before Down East puts one more up. They lead it 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
No Connor Young tonight, Jason Prill. Connor Young will be back with us tomorrow. He's been filling in as PA at the ballpark here at Bank of the James Stadium. 4-0, Wood Ducks in front as Mendoza remains out for another inning of work. Kind of shocked to see this. He was at 70 pitches to close out the fourth inning, and that's right around his peak. A little below, but only one batter maybe. He'll face the bottom two before the top of the order as Mejias takes a called strike on the outside edge. Mendoza has it fouled away, strike two. He's coming right at Mejias. Mejias 0 for 1 with a strikeout. A lot of offers for Lynchburg. They do have four hits, but they belong to no runs. Two-strike delivery. Missing high and wide. Mendoza didn't get the call. We'll see how long of a leash they give Mendoza. There is an arm getting loose for the Wood Ducks in their bullpen. The two-strike offering. High and wide, 2-2. The left-hander gets Mejias to swing underneath it. Second strikeout for the catcher as Fran Aldui will dig in. Aldui walked, stole second, then got thrown out trying to steal third. A bit too aggressive on the base pass in his first time to the plate. And he ended up going 1-2-3. It's good patience as he takes the strike. At the plate, at least. And then when he got into the field, or got onto the bases, patience kind of went away. That's fouled away, strike two. He has this habit recently of the delayed steal. Typically, you hear the delayed steal happening with runners already taking off. He tops this one past the pitcher. Charging is Cook, and he can't fire it as it slips out of his hand. The dew beginning to set on top of the wet grass at Bank of the James Stadium. So an infield single for Aldui. Each team now with five hits. Tommy Hawk at the plate. And Mendoza gets the green light to keep going. All the way off the glove of Brock, and that gets up the third base line. As into scoring position goes Aldui on the wild pitch. He doesn't have to worry about the delayed steal this time. Lynchburg needs to capitalize eventually on these opportunities. Hawk lays one down third base side. Mendoza comes off the mound, fires it over wide of first base. Aldui will come home. Hawk got caught stranding off the bag, but slides in before the throw. And Lynchburg gets on the board. I love the small ball. That was a tough play for Mendoza. There's an air in there somewhere. Whether or not it's a air on the bunt or an air on the throw will be the difference between a single and an air or an air. That'll be the end of the line for Mendoza. Lynchburg now trails it 4-1. We'll step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home this season as they square off against the Carolina Mudcats August 27th through September 1st at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us on Thursday night for College Night as we have special discounts for all of our local college students. In case you were curious, yes, it's still Thirsty Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll celebrate Christmas a few months early with a special Southpaw Snow Globe giveaway. Be sure to say goodbye to baseball for 2024 by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
I've yet to get a look at the number of the new pitcher. As Mendoza's day is done, he is responsible for the runner at first. They've given it a sacrifice bunt by Hawk and then a throwing error by Mendoza that allowed Aldewey to score. Well, you have an aggressive base runner out there. As Christian Napchik will lead things off, and it will be Victor Simeon, the new pitcher for the Wood Ducks. A right-hander. 6'2", 160. As it skied into shallow left, but that'll land out of play. Simeon, 2-1 with a 1.95 ERA in just under 28 innings, 39 strikeouts to 15 walks. He did pitch the other night, two innings, one hit, three runs, none of them were earned. It gets away from first on the throw and goes out of play. Hawk will get down to second. As the pickoff by Simeon, the second error in the inning, and Hawk, at this rate, he's going to score without even having the ball put out of the infield. Bunch of errors out wide. 1-1. That's what speed does for you. Tommy Hawk, he is aggressive on the base paths. He gets in pitchers' heads with ease. 4-1 our score. The 1-1 to Napchik out wide. Two balls and a strike. You can't really fault Mendoza, but with Hawk running down the line, it's probably a play he'll think back on to just eat it. When you're in the pitcher's mind, they make more mistakes. Napchik fouls off a 95-mile-an-hour heater. 2-2. Hawk takes his lead off of second. Shortstop creeping in behind him. Vargas as Napchik fouls it off the party deck in left field. Maybe more the party porch. Christian, Knapp should go for two. He's flown out to third base twice. The 2-2 offering. Chopper toward first. Backhanded play by Hartle. He'll flip to the pitcher. They'll get Knapchick. Down to third goes Hawk. So Luis Marejo, who singled in his last plate appearance. Man who hits the ball harder than anybody else has in Lynchburg. Hawk takes his lead off third. Marejo swings and offers at the first pitch, a breaking ball down and away for strike one. Bottom five, 4-1 our score. The 0-1-2 Marejo in the dirt, gets away from the catcher. Hawk can walk home if he wants to. He reached on an air, got down to second on an air, moved down to third on a ground out, and scores on a wild pitch. That's Hillcats baseball. It's now a two-run deficit. Both runners scoring in unconventional ways as Marejo swings through it, strike two. Couple awkward swings from the right-handed hitting right fielder. Righty on righty matchup. Simeon trying to get out of this inning. A two-strike pitch. Got him to chase in the dirt. Almost got away from Brock again, but he kept it close enough to flip down to first. And then the frame. Lynchburg makes it close, though. It's 4-2. We head to the sixth right here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home this season as they square off against the Carolina Mudcats August 27th through September 1st at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us on Thursday night for College Night as we have special discounts for all of our local college students. In case you were curious, yes, it's still Thirsty Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll celebrate Christmas a few months early with a special Southpaw Snow Globe giveaway. Be sure to say goodbye to baseball for 2024 by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Top six, 4-2, 9-13. That's the time. An hour and two rain delay has us well behind in the ballgame as Lynchburg has begun to make their move, and once again, it's off the bullpen. Down East struck twice in the first inning as Shedri Vargas singled and scored. Brock drove him home with a single, and Antonis Macias drove him home with a single of his own. Three singles in the first, two runs on the board. Then in the second, Marcos Torres walked and would walk around on an error committed by Christian Knapchick. A ground ball up the middle that could have ended the inning. Chandler Pollard digs in against Sean Heppner, who misses down and away for ball one. Then in the top of the fifth inning, Shedri Vargas would lead off the frame with a double. He had moved to third on a wild pitch, and Casey Cook would score him with a sacrifice fly. Pollard takes a called strike, 1-1. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Fran Aldewey, he would single. A little slow roller up the middle, just past the pitcher. But a tough play for anyone on the infield. As that misses down and away, two balls and a strike. A wild pitch moved him to second. And then Tommy Hawk at the plate would square around and lay down a bunt, a sacrifice, as Brandon Mendoza would hop on it, fire to first, and fire it wide, allowing Aldewey to score from second. A few pitches later, another wild pitch would bring Hawk back home. Upstairs, ball four. So a leadoff walk to Pollard. For Yogli Garcia, he went four innings, three hits, two earned, two walks, five Ks. For Mendoza, four and a third, five hits, two runs, neither earned, two walks, six Ks. Lynchburg trying to mount a late game comeback yet again. It's Marcos Torres back in the box. First pitch misses down and in for ball one. Not many opportunities to see Down East play professional baseball. They are moving out of Kinston, North Carolina at the conclusion of this season. Throw over toward first, back with a dive is Pollard. The Wood Ducks will be moving and changing levels. Runner took off, ground ball to Aldewey. He'll flip to first for one, and first to third goes Pollard. Aggressive base running. Nobody held him at second because Aldewey didn't have the time to. Pollard now 90 feet away, and the infield will have to come in for the top of the order in Yeremy Cabrera. The Wood Ducks will become the Hub City Spartanburgers in 2025. Brand new stadium being built in Spartanburg, South Carolina. That pitch missed downstairs, ball one. The Spartanburgers will make the jump up to High A as Hickory comes down to Low A. Hickory Crawdads, whose alter ego is, yes, you, if in case you were wondering, the Hickory Dickory Ducks. The 1-1, line foul, strike two. I prefer the Hickory Dickory Ducks myself. So Hickory will take the spot in Low A. They will be in the South Division, and Fayetteville will jump up to the North Division of the Carolina League. As Hub City will get the call up. 1-2. Breaking ball missed downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. And this has kind of been in the building for a while. When the Rangers shoaled Down East and gave them away, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that they would be moved. Charging his Reebok, he makes the grab, and holding at third is Pollard, two down. And Shedri Vargas will step in. We're going to play at Fifth Third Park in Spartanburg. I've heard it's a beautiful city. I haven't been. I actually haven't been to South Carolina ever. As that's grounded over toward third behind the back. Foul ball, Howe made a nice play, and it would have been a SportsCenter top 10 play had it counted. But it went foul. The Spartanburgers logo, and now, if they do not put a diner in their ballpark, they failed the whole thing. The logo is an old-style diner arrow pointing down. Hub City up at the top, Spartanburgers in green, and then a burger gripping a baseball back, licking its lips with a what appears to be a train conductor's hat on his head. Don't know where that came from. But if they don't put a diner or a drive-through or a drive-in as part of the ballpark, I think the marketing effort has failed. Start over. Rebrand. The 0-1 to Vargas. He lines that into left field. A base hit, and Downeast gets a run back. Rounding first, heading for second is Vargas. The throw comes in. It's offline. And Vargas in with a stand-up double. His second double. Pollard scores. And Downeast now leads it 5-2. Out comes Jordan Smith as he's going to make a move. Sean Heppner couldn't get out of the sixth inning without allowing a run. We will step aside and meet the new arm when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Casey Cook will be the first batter to go up against Jack Jasiak. Jasiak taking over on the bump on the season. 7-5 with a 5.24 ERA. And just under 57 innings, 55 strikeouts to 18 walks. The right-hander will replace Sean Heppner. Jasiak 6'1", 198 from Naperville, Illinois. Casey Cook He's reached on an error and has a sacrifice fly. With two down, top of the sixth, the runner in scoring position. He takes a strike, 0-1. The last time we saw Jasiak pitch here at Bank of the James Stadium, it was probably not one he's going to remember for any positive reason. That's the nature of the business. The 0-1 from Jasiak. Chopper toward first. Benjamin waits back on it. He'll flip to the pitcher, who makes the high grab, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. Middle of the sixth. Lynchburg trails it now by 3 as we step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
No Connor Young, Jason Prill for the middle innings tonight. Connor will be back with us tomorrow night. He's in the promo booth working as the PA announcer. Just got back from his honeymoon at the start of this series. Got married at the end of July during the Hillcats two-week road trip, and then took his honeymoon during the last Hillcats road trip. Congratulations to Connor and his new bride. Bottom of the sixth inning, Lynchburg down by three. Clark, Howe, and Benjamin will be the three due up. Clark doubled in the second inning. It was an awkward double as Macias in left field took a head-over-heels tumble and landed on his shoulder. He stayed in the ballgame, and he remains in left as the first pitch misses high and wide from Simeon for ball one. Simeon only had to make 10 pitches to get out of the fifth inning. That finds the top of the zone, 1-1. He made easy work of Napchick and Marejo, other than the wild pitch that allowed Hawk to score. Clark swung through a breaking ball, one ball, two strikes. Clark grounded into a double play in his last trip to the plate as an automatic strike has been called for strike three. Clark not happy. Here comes Jordan Smith down the line, getting an explanation from Clark. And Clark being ushered away by his skipper. Not often I get to write an upside down K in my scorebook, but I'll do so there. He's still talking to somebody in the dugout, explaining what happened, why he disagreed. Garrett Howe will be the new batter. He grounds it up the middle. Should be an easy play for Vargas. He waits back on it, flips on to first, two down. That'll bring up Juan Benjamin. One for two night for him. He singled in the fourth inning. I have to imagine at some point soon, Benjamin will make his way up to high A in Lake County. Maybe not this season, but there's no way he starts down here next year. He fights it off into the screen for strike one. He spent plenty of time in Lynchburg. He was here all of last year and put up solid numbers, including the walk-off that ended the season. It's like a movie script. The 0-1 fouled away. Strike two by Benjamin. This year he's still batting the high 260s. The two-strike offering is chopped towards second. High hop played by Cook. He'll flip on to first. It's bang, bang, and he's called out. Nice play by Cook and a good stretch by Hartle. Ends the frame 1-2-3. We've played six. Lynchburg down by 3-5-2 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
top seven, Lynchburg down 5-2. It'll be Brock Hartle and Macias against Jack Jasiak. We can close the numbers on Heppner. He went 1 2/3, three hits, two runs. They were both earned. Two walks and two strikeouts. His ERA still high, but it has dipped from the 42 it entered with to 19.29. Jasiak retired the one batter he faced in the sixth inning as Brock swings through it for strike one. 9:30 here on the East Coast. He'll want into right field. That's heading toward the corner as Marejo won't be able to cut it off. Around first, heading to second is Brock. A good throw on line. Almost got Brock. As Marejo once again showing off the arm. Third hit of the night for Brock. 3-for-4 evening for him. Another run here would be a devastating blow to the Hillcats' efforts. They already trail by three. Ben Hartle, an 0-for tonight, but he has gotten aboard twice, a walk and a hit by pitch as he fights it into the screen. First strike one. I've been impressed with Marejo in right field. I know he came up as an infielder. Strictly first base, but that arm is too good to keep at first. 1-1. Wilfredo Antunez had a good arm in right. Marejo demonstrating that he's got one as well. He's only played there a couple games. The 1-1. Arnold to chase after it. 1-2. And with Ralphie Velasquez being called up to Lake County, Marejo will probably still get most of his reps at first base. Or most likely, almost guaranteed to see him next year. Just turned 18 years old. The two-strike pitch in tight, 2-2. Jasiak checks second and fires. In at the knees, full count. 18 years old. And I haven't done the research to figure this out, but he's got to be very close to the youngest player in the Carolina League. And he has torn it apart. Payoff pitch. Inside again. All four. So a double and a walk. I have two aboard with nobody out for Atonis Macias. Macias drove home a run in the first inning with a single. He walked in his last plate appearance with a strikeout in between. Crowd beginning to thin out on this late Friday evening. I don't blame him. It's been a long work week for a lot of people. Driven into center field. That's going to be a tough play for Hawk. He'll play it on a hop. Everybody will move up 90 feet, and that's as close as they'll get. Now the bases are loaded for Wadey Mendez. Still nobody out. Infield will be pulled in. Actually, now they'll drift back into double play depth. Willing to trade the out. The run for 2 outs. Mendez at the plate. He lines this one. Stagged by Benjamin! The tag! No, he didn't get him. That was roped up the first base line. Benjamin leaped, made the grab, and almost slapped the tag on the back of Macias as he came down. Wow. That was all reactions, and now a double play could end the inning. But Pollard has other ideas. He walked and scored last inning. First pitch, missing down and away, ball one. Benjamin was as close as you could get from pulling off an unassisted double play. He missed the tag and then tried to race him back to the bag and couldn't get there. As that finds the zone, one and one. Loving the duck calls and sounds in the ballpark tonight. The 1-1. Fouled into the seating area. First strike two. Bases loaded, one away. Top of the seventh inning, the 1-2. Got him. Second out of the inning. Pollard strikes out. Marcos Torres will step in. Bases loaded, two down. Three-run deficit for Lynchburg. So they try to keep it that way. Brock at third, Hartle at second, Macias at first. It was a line out to first and a strikeout that have gotten us to two down. Torres takes down an in-ball one. Torres walked and scored in the second. A strikeout and a ground out on his docket. The 1-0. Caught the corner. Evens the count. Chaziak trying to escape. Pull a rabbit out of his hat. He misses wide, 2-1. This is going to be a momentum swing either way. No matter how this inning ends. The 2-1. 2-2. If Downey scores, big swing in their direction. If Lynchburg holds them and leaves them stranded, it swings in their direction. Jasiak in a 2-2 count. Bases loaded. Two away, top of the seventh inning. The pitch. Got him! Jasiak with a fist pump. That's the most emotion you'll see out of him as he sends us to stretch time in Lynchburg. Down East leaves them at the altar. Bases loaded and nobody out. And Jasiak escapes. We head to the bottom half of the seventh. Lynchburg needing three to tie.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom seven. Lynchburg down by three, 5-2. Down East in front. Lynchburg has already secured themselves a split of the series. They're looking to win it. With the win here tonight, they'll have three chances to win. Called strike to Mejias, 0-1. Simeon pauses, fires, and it's topped right back to him. Simeon, an easy flip to first, and Mejias is retired.
for out number two. In steps Fran Aldui. Aldui a nice night. He's one for one. He scored on the throwing error by Mendoza in the fifth inning on a Tommy Hawk sacrifice bunt. The right-hander has it chopped toward first. Hartle will flip to Simeon, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 seventh after a 1-2-3 sixth. We head to the eighth. Lynchburg down 5-2 on the Lynchburg Hill Counts Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or Fireworks Show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Top eight. As Jasiak remains on the bump after escaping a jam in the last inning, bases loaded, nobody out, and Jasiak got out of it without allowing a run. What a job by him. He'll face the top of the order, Cabrera, Vargas, and Cook. The three due up for the Wood Ducks. Missing wide for ball one. High flyer. And he has got tangled up with the home plate umpire. The third baseman, Howe, couldn't make the play. He had a long way to run and just couldn't get there in time. He overran it a little bit. Wonder if that would have been Mejias' ball had the umpire not gotten in his way. They got tangled up for a pretty significant amount of time. So Cabrera lives to see another pitch. Downstairs, 2-1. How many times has it happened where an out gets turned into a strike and the batter ends up getting aboard? The 2-1 topped foul, 2-2. Cabrera in the leadoff spot with Jose De Jesus getting his night off. He's played well this series and been outstanding in center field, but Cabrera's done his job in center as well. Been impressed with this down east outfield. They play so shallow all the time. 2-2, misses 3-2. And they are playing midway in, if not further it in some instances. They're still able to track down balls over their head. The payoff pitch. Got the corner. Cabrera retired for out number one. In steps Vargas, who's got three hits to his ledger. Two doubles and a single. Two runs scored and an RBI. He skies it just off the infield dirt. It'll be Howell this time making the grab. Two down. That's Casey Cook. Excuse me, that was Napchick. Cook still looking for his first hit of the night. He tanks down and away for ball one. In fact, he's looking for his first hit of the series. His average has dipped to 0.59. Catching the corner again with a slider. 1-1. Frank Jones likes to give that outside corner. Bottom quadrant. The 1-1. Went right back to that spot. This time Cook got a piece of it. 1-2. He also caught a piece of Mejias behind the plate. Mejias might get more beat up than any catcher in the Carolina League. It seems like every game that he starts, he ends up a little bit bruised and beaten. The amount he gets hit would make me retire from the game of baseball. The 1-2. In the dirt, 2-2. And it almost seems like you never see whoever the Hillcats are playing, their catcher get hurt or shaken up or even getting caught with a piece of a foul ball. The 2-2 to Cook. Out and wide, full count. Maybe that has to do with the way the Hillcats approach the plate. They're not swinging for the fences. And they square the baseball up pretty regularly. Less foul tips, maybe. The 3-2. That one roped to right field, a base knock for Cook. As he finds that elusive first hit in the eighth inning. Julian Brock. He's got a nice night. He also has a three-hit performance brewing. Chance for four. As out comes Tony Arnold to maybe stall for some time for the reliever that's warming up in the Hillcats bullpen. Arnold making a very slow walk to the mound. Runner on first, two down, top of the eighth inning. Three-run ball game favoring Down East. In their final trip to Lynchburg. Ever. First pitch is fouled off third base side, strike one. Kinston, North Carolina will no longer be the home of professional baseball. Hard to believe. It's been there for so long. One of the oldest ballparks in minor league baseball. The 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Granted, so is Bank of the James Stadium. Though Lynchburg has done a better job of upkeeping. At least per reports. Can't speak from personal experience. I've never been there. The two-strike offering from Jasiak. Leaned him back. Rock was sitting on a fastball, and he got one right at his dome. Jasiak pauses at the belt. Two-strike offering. The runner takes off, and it's fouled away. You know, Down East was known for their opposing team hotel. That misses low. Two balls and two strikes. The Mother Earth Motor Lodge, a 70s style hotel. The 2-2. Check swing, foul ball. Those who have been there claim it was a sight to behold. I mean, you look all across their website, and it just screams 70s. Bright colors, flashy furniture. Crazy comforters. The 2-2 runner takes off. Brock spoils it again. Long at bat for the catcher. I mean, a lot of orange is used in the Mother Earth Hotel. Sorry, Motor Lodge. Missing low, full count. And the at bat will continue. It was built in 1963. And it has not changed the date since. Howe sticks his glove up and snags it. That'll send us to the bottom of the eighth inning. A hard hit ball right into the glove has us headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. Lynchburg still down by three on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the game center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Doing more digging on the Mother Earth Motor Lodge, and I gotta admit, it's no longer the team hotel or the visiting team hotel, but boy, I would do anything to have an opportunity to have spent a couple days at the Mother Earth Motor Lodge. 9-hole mini golf, shuffleboard, table tennis, bike rentals, complimentary afternoon popcorn, cookies, and lemonade. That's my kind of hotel. You give me some mini golf and some complimentary cookies, it's over. I'm at home. Also, make your own waffles in the morning. Tommy Hawk takes a call, strike, 0-1. I mean, it's the little things that make all the difference in a hotel, or excuse me, motor lodge like that. Supposedly, according to their website, James Brown used to stay there after Kinston shows. Hawk swung through a 5-hole, strike 2. Two-strike offering from Simeon. Breaking ball that misses down and away. One ball, two strikes. Lynchburg has jumped around from a couple hotels this year. The True Hotel and the Bella Vista in Lynchburg. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Vargas, sidearm flip, and they beat Hawk by a hair. Route number one. I can say their names because they are sponsors of the Hillcats. I can get away with it. True has served as the majority host for the season. Oh, first pitch to Napchek in there for a called strike, 0-1. And it still makes me wonder. When we look back at the Alex Clemmy, Rafael Ramirez Jr. trade. Big swing and a miss, strike two. How they felt about going from a living situation in Lynchburg, an apartment complex, to the True Hotel. Had to be a weird feeling. Have to pack your bags and move across town for 1 week. That's fouled away by Napchik. And then to spend it in a different clubhouse with a different team, new teammates, new coaches. 2-strike pitch to Napchik. Topper over towards second. Off the heel of the glove of Cook. That happened the other night. Almost a repeat play from the seventh inning 2 nights ago where Cook had it bounce off his wrist. So the night still open for Lynchburg as Luis Marejo will dig in, the Hillcats' best hitter as of late. Marejo singled in the fourth inning. The Hillcats have another comeback in them. He takes a pitch on the inside corner for strike one. If there's going to be a guy that can change the complexion of a ball game, it's Marejo. He just missed hitting one out the other night, inches away. The 0-1 from Simeon. Marejo fights it off, foul, strike two. Logan Clark waits on deck. The 0-2. Marejo just got a piece of it, fought it off, foul. He gets so much bat speed. It's crazy. And it looks so effortless, too, as he swings. The 0-2 offering from the right-hander. Behind the dish, and that'll find the skyboxes up above. Simeon with the 2-strike pitch. The runner holds, and it misses down and away. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Simeon out to make his 40th pitch of the night since coming on for Mendoza in the fifth inning. Done an excellent job of keeping the Hillcats quiet. 1-2. Marejo just got a piece of it at 94. He'll dig back in with that right foot right along the edge of the chalk. Back of the batter's box. A pitch. Marejo offered that one high and tight. Couldn't lay off and couldn't get a piece as Logan Clark will try and keep the inning going. Wouldn't be shocked to see Napchik take off here with Clark at the dish to try and get something building. He holds on the first pitch. That's into right center field. Not very deep. Cabrera will watch it bounce in front of him with two outs. Napchik able to go first to third on the single by Clark. Just caught him off the end of the bat. So Napchik now 90 feet away in a tying run to the plate, and Garrett Howe. Howe singled in the fourth inning. Lynchburg still down by 3-5-2. Bottom of the eighth inning. Past the 10 o'clock hour here in the Hill City. Still a decent crowd considering the hour. Runners at the corners, two away. First pitch taking all the way, strike one. He shot one into left field, his lone base hit. The same gap that he shot it through is there again. The 0-1. Offered at a breaking ball, strike two. Don't expect to see Clark taking off from first. He takes a very short lead. The 0-2 offering. Check swing, and they rung him up. That'll end the eighth inning. Lynchburg trails by 3-5-2 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home this season as they square off against the Carolina Mudcats August 27th through September 1st at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us on Thursday night for College Night as we have special discounts for all of our local college students. In case you were curious, yes, it's still Thirsty Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll celebrate Christmas a few months early with a special Southpaw Snow Globe giveaway. Be sure to say goodbye to baseball for 2024 by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
We head to the ninth inning here in Lynchburg as Robert Weigelnick will take over on the bump for Jasiak. 3-2 record, a 5.40 ERA in 28 innings, 27 strikeouts, 17 walks for the right-hander. The book on Jasiak, 2 1/3, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 3 Ks for him as he did his job in keeping it close. As it'll be up to Weigelnick to keep it a 3-run deficit if Lynchburg wants to have a shot in the ninth. Downey's trying to win their first game of the series. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Lynchburg just creeping back above 500 for the first time in a long while in the second half yesterday. Salem did knock off Fredericksburg 6-2. Missed down and away, 1-1. Find out more details in the postgame show. Connor Young will be back with us as he will wrap things up for you. 1-1. Chopper toward first in the right field. Nobody there. Well, once you pass 10 o'clock at a baseball game here in Lynchburg, I mean, every single thing in the town essentially closes. So the fact that there's baseball going on means that people start to get a little crazy. They're not used to being out this late in Lynchburg. I can say that because I live here full time, year round. 0-2 to Macias. The crowd is now chanting for opposing team walk-up music. It's one of those nights, a long night. 10:07. That's fouled back to the screen. We started in an hour and 2 minute rain delay. And here we are. Still going, top of the ninth inning. 0-2 on Macias. Not sure where it missed. Weigelnick didn't get the call. 1-2. Runner takes off. The breaking pitch is in the zone. Strike him out. Not a throw him out. As Macias' throw not in time. So Macias strikes out looking. A stolen base for Hartle. For Hartle. That gives him his first stolen base as a member of the Wood Ducks. Lady Mendez steps in. First pitch misses high and wide for ball one. Mendez 0-4 tonight after two strong performances. Out goes Manuel Macias to have a word with Weigelnick. He had three hits two nights ago, two hits last night, no hits tonight. He went from the 9-hole to the 7-hole because of how solidly he'd been playing. Wonder if that mound visit had more to do with the runner on second than anything else. Just trying to get on the same page. As typically, teams will change up their signs. Can't be as straightforward with them. 1-0. Into center field. Charging hard as Hawk. He's got a long run. He loses his hat. Makes the grab. Two down. So Chandler Pollard, the last chance for Down East to extend their lead before the Hillcats come to bat in the ninth. 5-2. First pitch, a strike. Good breaking ball from Weigelnick. Pollard walked and scored in the sixth, but he's 0-3 tonight. Weigelnick brings that left leg in and fires high. 1-1. They appeal, and they say he went around. Strike two. Pollard in disbelief. Can't say I blame. It looked like he held up from my vantage point. Lynchburg will take it. Hartle takes his lead, slowly extending it. Two-strike offering. He holds, and Pollard chases. He strikes out two in the inning. Lynchburg needs three to tie, four to win in the bottom of the ninth inning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with that. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Summer is winding down and you only have two more weeks to catch the Hillcats in action as they return home August 13th through the 18th against the Down East Wood Ducks. Make sure to bring your Jeep on Friday night as we have our Duck a Dash Rubber Duck giveaway to duck your Jeep. Then on Saturday, bring your tent for a post-game fireworks show and overnight camp out. Special tickets are required to camp, so visit our website for more information and the camp out waiver. Then on Sunday, join us for brunch at the ballpark as we wrap up the series. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Yeah.
New pitcher on the bump for Down East. Will be Anthony Susak making his second appearance. He went one inning, two strikeouts, one walk earlier this series. As it'll be the bottom of the order, Benjamin Reebok and Mejias due up for Lynchburg. They trail 5-2 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The right-handed Susak fires it downstairs for ball one. Susak, 1-1. 6'3", 216 from Sacramento, California. Out of the University of Arizona. West Coast kid. Missing wide. Two balls, one strike. Benjamin, 1-for-3 tonight. He fights it off foul. Two balls, two strikes. Lynchburg came back from 5 down in the 8th inning yesterday. Trying to come back from 3 here in the 9th. Susak has him topped over, and Benjamin stays alive. 5 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Down East. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Lynchburg. Hasn't been a clean game. Hasn't been a quick game either. Approaching the 3-hour mark yet again. The 2-2 offering. Fouled at the dish. Benjamin continues to battle. Right-hander trying to find a put-away pitch. They appeal, and Benjamin rung up as first-place umpire says he went around. In steps, Barrett Reebok. Reebok, 0-for-3. He takes downstairs, ball one, 3 strikeouts for him tonight. Trying to avoid the golden sombrero. It'll be the second time a Hillcamp this week has picked one up. That's in there, 1-1. He'll be in Francisca. Had one the other night. 1-1. Ground ball over toward third. Off the glove of Pollard. He slips and can't make a throw. He fell right on his hiney. And a break for Lynchburg as Manuel Mejias comes to the dish. You're not going to get many gapper doubles tonight if you plug it into the outfield. With the wet grass, the ball slows quickly. Mejias chases downstairs, ball one, strike one. It's late for all of us. They have called that an error on the third baseman. Now Mejias down 0-2. He's offering at 2 pitches, nowhere close. He He is looking for his first hit of the night. Two-strike offering. Foul. Mejias stays alive. Went back to the same spot, and Mejias was fooled again. Wonder if he'll go up in the zone, but that breaking ball down in the dirt has been working. Mejias hasn't been able to lay off. If you have something that's working, might as well stick with it. The 0-2. He did go high and wide. And Mejias laid off the fastball. Good pitch from Suzak. He'll take that. They call him Tonko. A right-hander delivers. In the dirt this time, Mejias lays off. 2-2. The run at first is inconsequential. Breaking ball in tight. And Mejias has worked the count full. So from 0-2 to 3-2, he's back in it. He's laid off a couple good pitches. Where does Susak go now? The 3-2. Mejias into left center field. Long run for Cabrera. He makes the grab. Two down. So that leaves it up to Fran Aldewey. Aldewey singled in the fifth inning. Walked in the third, grounded out in the seventh. That's his night. Tonko comes set. The first pitch in at the knees. Ball one. Aldewey scampered out of the way. Taking his lead off of first, Reebok, after reaching on an error. 1-0. That one's in the right center field gap. A long run for Cabrera, who won't get there as it one hops in front of the wall. Around third is Reebok. Aldewey being raised around second. He tried to get a stop sign. The throw comes in. The slide. He got tangled up. It gets away. Aldewey's going to try and break for home. He'll wisely hold up. A stand-up triple. He got caught up with the third baseman. Wasn't pretty, but he did his job. Jordan Smith trying to give him the stop sign. Aldewey ran through it. Well, Lynchburg gets a little bit closer. Thomas St. Clair goes out to talk with the reliever Susak as Tommy Hawk, the tying run now at the plate. The Hillcats have a two-out rally. The Hillcats do this every time. I'd have to go back and do my digging at the box scores. But the amount of times that Lynchburg has brought the tying or winning run to the plate in the ninth inning of a game they have no business being in. Is an absurd amount. So Tommy Hawk will dig in. Hawk and Ofer on the day. Does have a sacrifice bunt though. Aldewey 90 feet away. That run does not matter without Tommy Hawk. He takes downstairs, ball one. Hawk, three straight days with an extra base hit on the line right now. The 1-0 from Susak, the third baseman playing in even with two outs. Downstairs, ball two. You don't want to walk Hawk. Napchik, not an easy out either. He waits on deck. And Hawk with speed. Odds are he'd probably try to take second. Susak steps off. The 2-0. Out wide, ball three. An arm getting loose for Down East in their pen. They've seen this story before. They don't want to repeat it. Hawk will most likely be taking all the way. I'd be shocked if he swung. He was taking. It's 3-1. So now 3-1 on the Hillcats leadoff hitter. Here's the pitch. In there again, full count. You don't mind Hawk taking the count full. He's struggling with his command, but now you do have to protect. Runner at third. 3-2 count. Lynchburg down by two in the bottom of the ninth inning. Susak fires. Hawk fouls it away. 93 from the right-hander. Hawk will dig back in from the left-hand side wearing that Carolina blue Tar Heel cleat. Once again, the 3-2. Up high. Tying run aboard. Here in the ninth inning, as Christian Napchik will come to the plate, looking for his opportunity. Being hard to imagine Hawk not taking off at some point. Try and get into scoring position so a base hit could tie it. He holds first pitch. Napchik foul first base side. Looking toward that corner. Aldewey 90 feet away. Hawk over at first. 0-1 on Christian Napchik here in the ninth inning. Napchik an 0-for-4 evening. Susak misses wide, 1-1. A long inning for the right-hander. He's approaching 30 pitches in this frame. Hasn't been easy, and air kept the inning going. This game should technically be over. 1-1. Napchik got a piece of it at the plate. And the Hillcats are down to their final strike again. Susak pauses at the letters and fires, and Napchik spoils it again. If Napchik can extend the ball game, Luis Marejo waits on deck, and that is not a guy that Down East wants to face if they don't have to. It'll probably be against a new arm, I'd have to imagine. The 1-2. Hawk dancing off first, he holds, and Napchik continues to battle. He's not giving up without a fight. Refuses to go down easy. A 1-2. Hawk takes off. Napchik off his front foot. Got a breaking ball down and in, and hit it right off the top of his shoelaces. And he'll need an extra moment or two to recover from this one. As out comes Yuka Ogata, in comes Jordan Smith. Lynchburg does have Welby and Francisca on the bench. But I'd like to see Navchik be able to continue. I caught him flush. He doesn't wear any shin protection. He's walking a little bit better now. You can tell he wants this moment. Shakes it off. We're back to a 1-2 count. Susak trying to end the ball game. Two down. Runners at the corners. Susak pauses. He fires. And Napchik again. Five straight foul balls by the Hillcats shortstop tonight. The 1-2 once more. Runner takes off, and again it's spoiled. Boy, this is a good at-bat by Napchik. At the very least, he's making him work. And at 34 pitches, this was most certainly going to be his last batter. Susak once again pauses. Here it comes. Out wide, ball two. Hawk faked towards second, but held up. Probably smart. That was pitch number 35 for the right-hander in this inning alone. Now 2-2. Again, it's fouled off. Pitch number 10 has found the football stadium next door, which has finished their game well before we have. And now, here comes Carlos Maldonado, who wants to have a word with the home plate umpire. Is he icing his own pitcher, or is he going to see if he's allowed to make a move here? Because Susak's pitch count is climbing.